Last week at Bath County High School, students listened to two men from this area who had made choices from which they may not recover. Bath County Sheriff Robert Plucker introduced David and Ryan because he knows hearing testimony about drug use, abuse, and addiction is a powerful way to make youth think about decisions they face. Sheriff Plucker.
They are going to give you their version of what they've been through, where they've been, what they were on, and if you do not leave here today with a better understanding of some of this stuff, then you guys got a problem. This is not make-believe, this is real.
Ryan suffered a broken leg in high school from a football accident and began to take painkillers. He told the high school students he
eventually weaned off the painkillers and I graduated ninth in my class. Student council president. I don't know if y'all do it up here. I was in Model General Assembly, MGA, in Richmond. I was the youth attorney general for the whole state of Virginia. I had my own office in the Capitol building my senior year in high school.
Ryan had every reason to believe his future would be bright. He even hoped to go to law school. But choices he made changed all that.
You name it, I was involved in it in school. Later on, I was still dabbling in pills and eventually graduated to heroin. In my eyes, it's one of the worst drugs out here to get involved in. I started off just using it casually and then it becomes a necessity.
With addiction came all of the legal, financial, and family problems that go with it. Students at Bath County High School heard, too, from the drug enforcement agent who was begged by Ryan's father, also in law enforcement, to arrest him in order to save his life. David, who spoke to the students, too, graduated from Bath County High School. He was an excellent football player and was being seriously considered by Virginia Tech football staff. But he got high. A lot. After high school, David made up to $800 or more a week. By this time, cocaine was his drug of choice. He said he easily spent all the money he made in a week on his habit, except for what he needed for gas to drive to different cities to find it. Both Ryan and David described the lying and cheating and stealing it took, frequently involving their own family members, to get the drugs they wanted. David said there was no explanation for why he had never been involved in a fatal car crash.
Imagine somebody who's going down the road. If you're not thinking right, which is what marijuana does, it's going to put you in a cloud. It's going to make you not be able to think clearly, think straight. Of course, it's going to make you goofy and think everything's funny. But there's nothing funny about the responsibility when you're on the road.
One thing that amazes young people hearing these recovering addicts' stories was how extreme and fast their decline was into chaos and despair. Ryan brought the point home.
In 2014, I had probably 20 felonies. I had felonies for writing checks, 2 felonies per bad check that you write. And I wrote 5 checks, so that's 10 felonies. I had distribution felonies. I had a simple possession felony. I had a burglary, grand larceny.
All of these crimes, which were about to land Ryan in jail, were results of his trying to feed his heroin addiction. In the second piece of this group of news stories, David and Ryan share more of their losses, what it took for them to quit, and how their struggle continues every day. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.